Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We need a better focus in practice. We need to push ourselves. We have to understand that the practice is as important as the game. I think that's our main focus moving forward.
That's Rasmus Dahlin. He also said he's ready to be the next captain. That was before the head coach got fired, right? That was last game of the season when asked about that. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Jeremy and Joe, and now Paul. Hey, Paul.
How are you? Yeah, we had discussed the captaincy. I got him on a pregame, I think, or day, the second last game or whatever.
And yeah.
I asked him if he was ready, and he said absolutely. If they want him, he wants the job.
Paul, on Dahlin and the players and the seemingly unified message they had yesterday about needing to be more accountable, be more committed, all that, chicken or the egg kind of conversation. Were they just echoing the thoughts of the GM, or do you get the sense that is a real thing in the room that they felt, that everyone just kind of flipped the switch and identified, yeah, that's something we definitely need to get better at?
I had heard that during the year once or twice, but I didn't really believe it. I thought, really? You know, so I kind of left it alone. You know, I asked a few questions, but nobody really said much, and I thought, well, maybe that's not right or whatever, and turned out to be right. I mean, you know, I think Tage Thompson was very blunt about it. He, you know, talked about consistency. He talked about accountability. Accountability, the biggest part of it, and no consequences. And, Jeremy, how many times have we had this conversation where, you know, Don Granato didn't believe in that all that much until the very end, I noticed some players losing ice time, but you know, nobody wound up in the press box or anything like that. He felt that if you start doing stuff like that, then people will start playing nervous and make mistakes and that type of thing. So he didn't believe in that, but it seems like they just pretty much walked all over him. You know, even he's saying, you know, we'd get away from the game plan. And, again, there were no repercussions. Nothing happened when they would do it. And, you know, how many times did I tell you? Well, they rarely play the system. When they do, they play it well. But they most times don't do it. And, you know, Thompson talks about we have to make sure everybody's committed to the structure and the system. And he said he didn't really think they had enough structure this year either. And, you know, they have to be committed to that also. So there were some obvious problems in, you know, listening to what players were saying yesterday, you know, with you know, them basically walking all over the head coach and him really not holding anybody accountable for it.
Yeah, Paul, I wonder if they were conflicted, because a number of these players would have individually experienced, whether it's career surges, rebirths, whatever you want to say, like Thompson and Dahlin, they owe Granato a lot. And a hockey player can probably have both of it, right? Where you like the guy and think he's done things well. And Kevin Adams even said this, like, Granato left the Sabres in a better spot than when he found them, but also recognize that it is time for some other voice.
He got them so far, and they acknowledge that. Tage Thompson acknowledged what he did for his career, what Don Granato did for his career, you know, giving him opportunity, you know, putting him in the middle. Dahlin saying, you know, the confidence he gave him, and, you know, Dahlin was nowhere for a while, and Don Granato showed confidence in him and helped him become the player he is. But it just seemed like they just got so far, and that was that. And it just seemed like as the season wore on this year, Don Granato was out of answers. He would just say the same things over and over again, and, you know, same players would be making the same mistakes over and over again, and they couldn't shake it. You know, he would tell them, but they weren't getting it, or maybe they weren't listening, or maybe they thought better, or whatever the case may be. So it wasn't like he was a horrible coach, but I think he had gotten them as far as he was going to be able to take them.
Did you get the sentiment, Paul, that it would work, bringing in a coach that we're talking about that would hold players accountable, the attitude that the Sabres players had yesterday? Do you think that would translate, though, to, like, they can talk like they want it, but I do still wonder how it would actually go if they were to bring in a coach that, like, there's talking about Gerard Gallant yesterday and what he did for him as a player. So I feel like I have proof that it works for Alex Tuch, but, like, what does a Gerard Gallant type do for the rest of the players? I still feel like we obviously wouldn't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And they're on record now as saying that's exactly what they want. So it's exactly what they're going to get, because it sounds like that's what Kevin Adams is looking for in a coach. That's what he talked about the other day. So buckle up, guys, because it's what you're going to get.
You've said you're not a big fan of the Lindy Ruff idea. Do you think the likelihood of that is fading at all? Because some names are out there, whether that's Craig Berube or Gerard Gallant, who Tuch, of course, endorsed there. Mike Sullivan's name's come up a bit lately as well. I mean, there's Pittsburgh connections, Paul, and he might get fired. You know, would you say Ruff is the favorite, or just like an obvious connection that people are making and people should not look at it as the favorite?
I think it's too early to look into that. I mean, Adams just started getting – it seemed like Adams has somebody in mind, and it could be Lindy Ruff that he has in mind. We all remember he was an assistant coach on Lindy Ruff's staff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's coached with him. He knows him very well. You know, Lindy Ruff has also changed the way he is. He's not the disciplinarian he was when he was ripping into Thomas Vanek all the time, you know, here and basically embarrassing him in the locker room. That he knew he had to change. He did that in Dallas, and he did. So, yeah, I think it's just way too early in this process to know who's the favorite, or, you know, how much, you know, Kevin Adams thinks of Lindy Ruff. And, you know, that was an idea that Alex Tuch liked, because, you know, he grew up when Lindy Ruff was the coach here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I think he thinks that would be pretty cool, but yeah, I think it's too early to figure out who the front runner might be.
This question got asked a lot, Paul, yesterday about accountability, not just from the coach, but between players. Is that maybe being even underappreciated here or under talked about as a need for them? Like, they can have a coach come in and do all that we're talking about, but it does feel like, you know, at least on some level, whether it's Dahlin or Tuck or whoever this leadership group that's about to take over or already has is, like, that's going to have to start happening on the player level.
Yeah, and how Thompson put it is, we got to stop worrying about hurting each other's feelings. He said, we are very close. And he says, you don't get that a lot in the locker room, and we're great friends, we're very coach, but he said, we're very close, but he said, we got to stop worrying about hurting each other's feelings. And the way he put it, understand that it's coming from, you know, that we love each other in here and we want each other to do better. And we know maybe this player that we're talking to has better in them. And he goes, that's the way we have to take it. And we can't be upset with each other if we hold each other accountable. And but that's how he felt. He just felt that there were too many people worried about hurting each other's feelings. And that has to stop.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Anything else jump out at you, Paul? You had Skinner, Thompson, Dahlin, Tuck. More guys go today?
Yeah, the younger guys, we'll see. We'll see Cousins, Paterka, Quinn, Lukanen, that group. I briefly had a chance to ask Lukanen about the World Championships. Unfortunately for him and Joki Haru, I think they would love to go play for Finland, but they're restricted free agents, and players don't want to go play in a tournament like that with no contract. Yeah. So that's why they aren't going to play for Team Finland.
I liked hearing Dahlin on that, Paul. I know this is happening with Team Canada is going to have like Brady Tkachuk and a bunch of guys that are like high level players going. I think the U.S. maybe too. Olympics on the horizon and these other tournaments. Like, Dahlin kind of gave voice to what, like, system and like getting maybe used to Sweden because there's actual meaningful big games maybe in the next couple years.
He doesn't know the coach.
Oh, he doesn't know the coach. Okay, so that makes sense.
So he wants to get to know the coach and his system and that type of thing. So he wants to go with that. And I remember for Team USA, Pat Kane went for a couple of years, and it was actually the captain of Team USA. He felt it was important. And I remember him talking about that, you know, they need to get more people, you know, like that, be willing to play. Mm-hmm. And Tage Thompson is disappointed. He did want to play for Team USA during this tournament, but he said his injury is not going to allow him to do that. It's the type of thing he said it's not going to really interfere with his training, but he said it would be something that would have kept him out for a couple of weeks, and it's just not going to be – he's not going to be able to go and play for Team USA, something he was looking forward to.
We heard from Jeff Skinner yesterday, Paul. It feels like there's really maybe no great option here for Skinner. He did not score. Like, really, once they pumped him down with Peyton Krebs on that third line, if you want to call it that, it's what, 12, 13 games?
If I could just stop you there.
Sure.
He wasn't scoring before they pumped him down with Peyton Krebs. I mean, he had been in a slump before that.
Yeah, but zero, right? Like, even if he wasn't scoring a lot, it was zero after he got moved off that line. Like, just what do you think the options are with him? Like, it doesn't feel like in a bottom six role that makes any sense. Buyout's tough, but maybe that's where they end up. I don't know what a good option is with Skinner. Maybe they throw him back in the top six. What do you think the future is for him next year?
No, for me, I don't think they'll do it, but for me, and I don't usually like buyouts, especially when it's going to be over 6 years, this buyout isn't awful when it comes to the 6 years. It is in the third year. It would be like on the salary cap, it would be a little over $6 million, but it's not overall awful, and he's 32 years old. I think he's declining. I think too much credit goes to the coach when things go wrong with him. It seems like he's never blamed for anything. It's never his fault. It's never the way he plays. It's always the coach's fault and where he's put. And I just think it's possible at 32 years old that he might be done. And you don't know. I don't know that as fact is for sure, but you can look at a lot of goal scorers throughout the years in the NHL, and that's, you know, kind of when it hits. So I really think they need the roster spot. I don't think the buyout is horribly bad, and I just, he's got the no trade, so you really can't do that. So I think to me that's the only option, but I would be surprised if they did it.
If I could say this, Paul, about, you know, Terry Pegula and buyouts and all that, you know, sometimes you don't want to buy out as a team because you're worried about the cap space. Well, the Sabres don't have to worry about the cap space. I don't think they're going to be near the cap with whatever. I just don't think it's going to be that big a deal. The cost on the cap is, like you said, 6.4 at its highest. The savings, you end up saving $7 million. What I'm thinking about immediately is they paid Stefan Diggs to not play here, right? Took a $31 million cap hit to move in the direction that the team wanted to move. And Skinner could very much be the same kind of thing, where it's just like, hey, thanks for everything. We had a great time. We're going to save a little bit here and take a little bit of short-term pain on the cap because it's the right thing. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all.
You could be absolutely right. It's just something they don't do a lot. And I don't really suggest they do it all that much.
Yeah.
Because it can be a real drag on your cap and everything else, but I just think it's time. I think it's time to open up that roster spot and move on. He's blocking some players in Rochester from playing. And, you know, Adams has said many, many times he doesn't want to block his young players. Well, him being on the roster blocks one of his young players. So, to me, it just makes sense that that's the way to go.
All right, Paul. Very interested to hear what Dylan Cousins has to say today. I feel like he's the star of the show today, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think he's already said a lot of it, especially later here in the year where, you know, he basically has been extremely upset with himself. And he feels he's let the fans of Buffalo down.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Pick of the week coming up on the other side. I'm going to tell you about my current little hobby I found. I found a new little hobby this last week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hobbies are fun. It's not golf related.
No, and it's going to probably end today. It's been a week tracking something.
Oh, sure. A tracking hobby.
Yeah, tracking. It's great. Anyway, pick of the week and blues. We'll talk with a blues guest at 9 o'clock about Craig Berube, where he won the Stanley Cup. If he is a idea for the Sabres, we'll get the lowdown on Craig Berube coming up at 9 o'clock on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.